Hi boys, this is Tim the Tatman, and you're listening to the Fragging and Lagging podcast with the amazing Bobby and Joachim.
Roll back that beautiful bean footage and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request! Hey, there's a friend request! Hey, there's a friend request!
Alright, this bastard is on my... Okay, GTFO, bitch.
Alright, everybody, here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fragging and Lagging podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's me, Bobby, or Junkhead. Call me whatever you want, as long as you call me a friend. It's been kind of like my new little fresh little sassy saying I've been saying. And you guys, we want to take a break from bringing on guests because we feel that this is an important topic. But before we get there, this podcast is not possible without...
Without me.
Yes, without... I can't call you the footballer. The footballer. The Belgium Red Devils' biggest fan. You guys can send him a care package for his... Him, his son, his girlfriend, and his daughter coming on the way. Joachim Blaze, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. Yeah, tonight is, by the way, what is it, quarterfinals? Yeah, quarterfinals, I think so. Well, by the time you guys listen to this podcast, which is Monday, it will already have passed, and I will or be really happy or be crying, so depends a little bit, because we're playing against Ronaldo and Portugal, you know, but we got our own stars in our team, and we're number one of the world, so let's hope for a good outcome, but you never know in football slash soccer what happens, you know.
Yeah, we don't want you crying, because you are a very ugly crier. I've talked about this several times. A very ugly crier. It's pitiful. You feel bad, but, you know...
I mean, you gotta imagine, like, Tyler's got his own shorts and t-shirt that he puts on. I even got a scarf for Tipsy.
Yeah,
with number 13 on it.
And he... Go Red Devils. Which is so weird, because I wanted to ask you about that, because there's nothing like, what is the Red Devil reference in Belgium? Is that like, because
the colors of our flags are red, yellow, and black, you know? So and I don't know, like, it's always been red, you know. You got the Red Panthers, which is our hockey team. You got so many references to animals, and it's always red with an animal, you know.
Oh, okay. So I was like,
I think the swim team is the red dolphins or something like that. I don't know, but you know, like, that's the reference for us. And like yesterday, our female basketball team were in the semifinals, and they missed by 1 point to go to the final of the European Championship. So I watched that. I'm a big sports fan in general for a lot of sports. And they missed, they scored, but the ball left their hand 1 millisecond too late before the buzzer, else Belgium would have been in the final. It was so, it was crazy. And like the main player from Belgium plays in the WNBA in America, so yeah.
Yeah, because I know that you're a big football fan. So it's like every time he's like, I can't do anything, I'm watching the Euro Cup. And I was like, okay, never mind.
I've watched almost every game except when I had to work. But then, like, on the road home from work, I listen to the radio and, you know, I read everything about it every day. Like, that's like every 4 years you got European Championship, and every 4 years you got the World Championship. And that's the moment that I watch everything. And I've been doing that since I was a little boy. I still, you know, remember the strikers from back in the days, like Toto Schillaci from Italy, and like, you know, all the crazy adventures. And certainly back in the days, even more than now, back in the days, you had like players coming up from teams that you never heard of, and they were like super good, and then you became a fan of them. And, you know, but nowadays with all media and stuff, you know, everybody knows everybody, you know. But back in the days when we didn't have mobile phones and just the newspaper and you know, the news on TV, we only had, when I grew up, 2 or 3 channels to watch on TV, you know.
Yeah, it's about the same. We're about the same age, so yeah. I mean, I know what you're the struggles. No cell phone, no internet. You guys, are lucky. You kids, are
I did
so
honest
lucky.
On just to go back on that. Honestly, I didn't miss it.
there was so much stuff we could do. There was like you were when you were a kid, you were out on your bike or skateboards or rollerblades, and
I was rollerblading.
I mean, it's like you know, you always the rule. You
were like, okay, you went to the door of your friend, you ring the bell, and the mom or dad came out, and they're like, oh, Bobby's not here. Oh, where's Bobby? We don't know. Okay, well, probably Bobby is on the soccer play thing, or Bobby's probably hanging there, or he's hanging there. Okay, let's go to those three places. We took our bicycle, skateboard, or skates, whatever, and we went there. And if you weren't there, we went to the next, and then we inquired other people, like, "Have you seen Bobby?" You know, like that was it. You know,
5 minutes ago. You know, the rule of thumb was always be home.
Before
like the street lights came on. You know.
Yeah, yeah, or before the sun went down or something.
I mean,
you know,
it's just like you know, or if you heard your mom calling your name. I mean, it's like as a kid, you develop this innate ability to hear your mom from 7 miles away. So if she.
I swear to God, that's true. That's not even a joke.
I know. It's like you know, like the only person that calls me Robert is my mom. And as a kid, whenever her
wait, we can't go past this.
No.
Robert,
no.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, well, from now on, we call Bobby Roberts.
No.
Yes,
because,
let's
like,
go.
Like here in the States, like it's like if you were to say, you know, like your name is Joaquin, but I was to call you Joe, and your mom was the only.
I hated
one.
That.
But
I
no,
hated
you see what
that.
I'm saying. So say like so like if your mom was the only one that called you that. Did you just have to pop a monster?
Yes, I did.
You use code Joaquin Blaze at the shops. So, So like, you know, like Robert is like the basic, you know, there's Robert, then there's Bobby, there's Bob kind of thing, you know. But, you know, Bob is like an old person's name, which means it's my stepdaughter calls me Bob. I know I'm getting old now. But like whenever, like no one calls me Robert except for my mom. And usually that's when I'm in trouble. So if she opened the back door and she was like, "Robert," boy, I was like Usain Bolt back then, you know. I was breaking the land speed records because that means I was either in trouble or it was time to eat or something was going on. So I don't know.
Yeah, or you had this friend coming like, "Hey, your mom's looking for you." Oh, damn, I got to get home, guys. Bye.
But, you know, enough about that. I mean, I think Blaze and I really take pride in presenting good podcasts for you guys by bringing on awesome guests like last week's episode, Sid Kitten, and partnering with Justin from Ford Models. But we wanted to take this episode to talk about what we feel is something that gets overlooked, overshadowed, and is more important than... I don't want to say more important than bringing on awesome guests. I think it's just as important. Period. Let's be real. It's more important than anything right now. I mean, we can talk about what's going on with Twitch, but I think people like Blaze and I that have dealt with the same issue is that we can't stress enough about the how people feel, your mental health when it comes to content creation.
Not only content creation,
and
just
life
you
in
know.
General, you know, it's like, you know, as a content creator, I think you put so much pressure on yourself to put the best stuff out there for people to enjoy. And then, you know, let's face it, it's the internet, and people just like to pretty much shit on what you do, even though if it's not your cup of tea, there's always people out there to just fucking bash everything you do. I mean, you and I, we both heard stuff. People don't like certain things about the podcast. It's been very few. We get a lot of good feedback about it. But, I mean, there's just been a lot of people out there that's what they do is that... and you see it a lot like on TikTok because I call them keyboard warriors or whatever you want to call them, you know, is that they get that real thrill out of just bashing somebody, shitting on their content. And then there's a lot of people that do take that to heart, you know, it's like, what am I doing wrong? I mean, should I stop? I mean, and it's such a sad state of affair that people enjoy doing that to people because like the stuff that I create may not be the cup of tea that Blaze likes, but Blaze is never going to, I know he's jokingly made comments and stuff.
I give you my opinion because you know that like we know each other. It's different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So like the thing about it is that, like when some people say that, see that, like people don't know our relationship, you know? So like, you know, they mean like, oh, Blaze likes all his TikToks, but he also says little things about it. But I was like, I laugh when I see them because I know what he's saying, but someone else sees that, then, you know, rather than like people ask about that or be like, hey dude, why are you being a dick? And I'm like, dude, he's not being a dick. That's my homie. That's my homie. I did that. Didn't bother me because it takes a lot to bother me.
Yeah, but it's the thing is, sorry to interrupt. Nowadays, you can say one thing and they put this magnifying glass on it, and like every word is split up and they're looking at every little letter by matter of speaking and how the intonation should be and how it should be interpreted. And, you know, like honestly, and I can say it in the podcast here, I used to say to my friends, you're gay. But that sometimes was like, you know, a joking thing we said when we were young. Hey, you're gay. You know, like not that we joke or that we don't have any respect for people that are gay, but it was like for us a thing to say to each other about, you know, like teasing each other in a way, but not in a way that it was meant as an insult. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't know if I explain it right. And there's these other ways that you say under friends. If you would put that on the internet, saying that to a friend on the internet, even, you know, other people would look at it and judge you for it, even though they don't see the context behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, like, you know, for you guys that don't know, Blaze and I are in our 40s. So things that, you know, we never called people the R word, you know, or, you know, you would say it like that, dude, Blaze, you quit being gay, you know, or something like that. You know, nowadays people get offended by that. And that's why you're just like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. It's just something that we said when we were growing up. And I'm not saying it was okay to say, but it was just things that we said. We didn't think nothing about it, you know? And
Like for example, I one time by accident said the N-word, right? Tyler's mad already. But people are like, are you racist? I'm like, I'm totally not a racist. How can I, like, why? My girlfriend's Brazilian. My best friend is Moroccan. You know what I'm saying? I got
Excuse
people
me?
For...
I thought your best friend was American. Jeez, Blaze.
My best youth friend from when I was 5 years old is Moroccan, okay? But like, I mean, and I speak so many languages. So if I would, like, I love cultures. I've traveled to over, I counted it, 45 countries already in my life. I love traveling. I love discovering culture. I love talking to the local people. Like, one of the things I always did, like, for example, I was in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, and when people go to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, the first thing they want to do is go to all the cool stuff and the big buildings and, you know, all the riches. And you know what I said the first night to the taxi driver? I said, bring me to the most local restaurant that you can find in this place. And he brought me to a place where I and my ex-wife were the only white people, you know, and we had the best dinner of our whole holiday there. And at some point we were sitting with two other families that came to sit with us, and we were smoking, you know, shisha, you know, the pipe, you know.
Yeah.
And we were like we were having dinner together, and you know, like, that felt so good. And there you could talk to the people, and they were open to you and explaining how they really lived and how life was there as a local. And that's the stuff I want to know. I was, for example, in Acapulco in Mexico when I was 24. And I took a bicycle and I just drove away from the beach towards the poor people. And I entered somewhere there. I think they... Tyler's mad again.
He's like, I want to go to Acapulco, man. Please, take me, Papa. But, you know, it's just that... And I should have known that when you went to Abu Dhabi, you were going to go, you like food. So you're going to, you know, it's like people that, like, if you guys would see our messages, you would be like, he always says, I say, like, you're fat. And he says, you smell, you know? And so it's like, that's, we have this joking relationship kind of thing. But, you know, it's like Blaze and I felt that it was really important that we took a pause from regular podcasting to really, really, really talk about mental health and how important it is. And you know, I've been going through that same thing, and it really stemmed from, and I think what really started for me was when I did get scammed for that graphics card, you know. And everyone was excited, but you know,
sorry, dead
no,
life.
No. Yeah, you know, it's like
that's growing up, right?
Yeah. So yeah, welcome to adulthood, kids.
So yeah, to finish a story from Acapulco, I just went there. People told me afterwards I was crazy because I was in neighborhoods where people got shot and blah blah blah, and I was like, yeah, but if you behave normally and you know don't wear jewelry like crazy and you know flash your phone and stuff like that, and you're just a normal person, you know, people are also there, you know. It's not like every person that you see when you go towards for example a neighborhood that has less money, that all the people over there are criminals, you know. Some people are just normal people living their life and not having the money to, you know, live anywhere else. So and I ended up with a family, and they invited me in their house, and I was talking to them, and they were telling what, you know, how their life was. And I like those things. It's like Discovery Channel or National Geographic, that I discover stuff on my own, you know. I'm not scared of that.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's important to know cultures. But anyway, we were going towards mental health, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was saying, is that, you know, what... And I think because some people, I think when it comes to creating content, content creators put their heart, they put their soul into what they're doing. And, you know, like the stuff that I create might not be Blaze's cup of tea. The stuff Blaze creates might not be my cup of tea. But the outside perspective, people enjoy shitting on people about what they're doing. And, you know, when people do it enough, that gets to people and they start feeling it, and it bothers them, and then they start questioning what they're doing. And like I was saying, is like, you know, I got burned out. I had that mental, like, especially when I, like I said, when I was touching base, when I got scammed out of that graphics card, you know, I felt that.
You did have a hard time then as well, you know, because yeah, you felt cheated and dumb kind of way, you know?
Yeah, because, like, you know, that money that we use for that graphics card, because Shannon wanted me to have a good graphics card for my new PC, and then I will say that I was naive and dumb because I felt that, you know, oh, look, this guy's not going to do it, you know, no big deal. And, and like that money came from our wedding fund, you know, that we're saving up for. And I was like, and she asked me before we pulled the trigger, do you trust this guy? You think he's going to scam us? And I was like, no, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen to us. We're nice people. And well, like when that happened and what the events that proceeded afterwards, it like wore on me. So I felt like everything I was doing, like, you know, I was still active on TikTok. I had all these goals of creating more consistent YouTube and being more active on stream. But when that happened to me and to us, that was like the biggest blow ever to me. And so like I literally fucking stopped. Like my stream was growing. Like Blaze, you and I both, we talked about it. I was averaging anywhere between 8 to 19 viewers when I streamed. And I was going the right direction. I was doing things right. And then when that happened, that fucking stopped. There was no, hey, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. I just fucking stopped because it mentally blew my mind that people would do that to people. And if you guys have the intention of scamming somebody, then fuck off. Please, just kindly.
Yeah, but then you can go to the same thing, the people cheating on video games, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
why do you do that? And the thing is, like, unfortunately, they are the way they are, you know? Like, they do the thing they do. It's the same thing like people hacking stuff or people doing this or people doing that.
Yeah,
there's a reason they do it, but they, in their eyes, they're not doing anything wrong, and they're just laughing about it. Because I know, like for a Warzone, there are groups where cheaters come together and they brag about how much kills they got cheating, and they brag how they were able to, you know, not get banned for a week or two, and kept cheating every day, and how they shit on people, and how people were crying in that comms that they were cheaters, and they actually like doing that kind of stuff. And you know,
I mean, I guess
it's just the way it is.
We're like honest people about it. Like we don't understand that that's a good thing. You know, we're like, hey, you know, why do people do that? And you're right. There's people that that's their thing. Let's see how many people we can piss off today, or we can, you know, get under their skin, or we can post things and see how long it takes for us to get banned. And then, you know, people like you that since you switched over to Dutch, you've been very, 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 very successful, and it's been working out for you and your building.
I wouldn't say very, 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 but let's just say
I
got a nice community, and you know, I got a lot of new friends, and I'm having a lot of fun, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing, because like we always say, me and Bobby, we both do this podcasting and streaming and other content creation. We do this for fun. We don't do this to get popular or whatever, because we already have a full-time job. And if ever the podcast blows up, or if ever the stream blows up,
when it blows up, we're being positive.
But you know what I mean, it's my English. But you know what I mean, when it blows up, it blows up. If it doesn't, we'll be still the same people and still as happy as we are, and still continue what we're doing. Because I've known people, and that's about mental health and stuff, they grind it for a year or 2 years in content creation, even quitting their job and living off their savings, or living at their mom's and dad to be able to, you know, create content for the viewers out there. And people don't always realize that, but they're putting themselves under a pressure of having to perform, of having to have a certain amount of viewers, of having to put out content. And like Bobby said, when it went all wrong for him, he just decided not to stream, and it didn't hurt him in a way financially, because like the things we earn from doing what we do is neglectable, you know. It's and the money we usually earn is reinvested in stuff for the streams or for a podcast or buying materials, because all this shit and all the, you know, like my mic and my mic is like $400. My amplifier, my Go XLR is like $200 and something. My Stream Deck is $100. My every PC screen is $200-$300 each. The PC with all the good stuff inside is $2K or more for people, you know. So if you think about it, all the money you put in there before you get it out as a content creator is really slim, you know. And I understand, like, if Bobby went through that, and you didn't quit because you felt bad because of your content, but you quit because you felt cheated by humanity in a way, you know.
Exactly. I knew what you're going. It's just, it was like I think the thing that really bothered me, and this is the biggest point that I think we should really stress to people, is that when you guys are seeing people on the regular and they aren't there anymore, you guys take a second to check up on them. Because I think it was, you know, I had you, I had Johnny November, I had homie Numbskull, and I even had Sinister Seneca. Those guys reached out and messaged me, like, are you okay, man? Is everything all right? So, like, it's a real, creating content can be real taxing, especially, like Blaze said, if you, like, put so much effort into doing it. And then I think I was just like, I was baffled. I was like, I always try to check up on people as much as I can, you know. And then all of a sudden, other than, you know, four people, five people were like, no one gave a shit, you know. And I think that's what, for me, made it a little worse, you know. And, you know, like Blaze is always messaging me, like, motivational stuff, thing to do. And, you know, and like I told him, I was like, you know, sometimes I just need my friend Blaze, not my mentor Blaze, you know. And so, a lot of times that's what I
sometimes
think.
You have to tell me that, because, you know.
No. And I did.
But
and
that,
I did.
That's me as a person. Yeah. I sometimes have trouble, you know, like feeling that, you know, emotionally. Like, okay, I got to be there as a friend now.
Yeah, I mean, that, and that's what I think it is. I think that's where a lot of people because like there's so many good there's so many great content creators out there that don't get the acknowledgement that they need, that don't get, they don't get the, let's, I hate to say viewers, they don't get the viewers, they don't get the following, they don't, there's so
many. I mean, I've seen, like, me and you predicted that, for example, Jeff Troh would blow up, and he did, right?
Yeah.
He did.
And Jeff, and if you're listening to this, you're welcome, you know.
Yes, yes.
After you're on our podcast, you got partner, you know, but, you know.
But yeah, maybe we should get him back as well one time.
He's too big for us now. He's changed. Jeff has changed.
Yeah, so. Totally. But like what I'm saying is like we see a lot of potential in certain people, and some of them blow up, some of them don't. But the most important is that I tell everybody that streams or wants to create content. First of all, enjoy what you're doing. When you're enjoying what you're doing, even if you don't blow up, you'll always have would have had the fun factor in there and enjoyed the time you had there. If you're not enjoying it, and if you're doing it just for doing it, then honestly, it's better you quit or you reevaluate what you're doing. It's like, let's say tomorrow, Bobby, we live close to each other, and I say to you, let's go cycling together, right? But you don't enjoy cycling, but you just do it for me to do it, right? But that won't make you happy. But you not telling me that doesn't make you happy, I will not notice. You know what I'm saying? Rather than you, for example, saying, let's go to the gym, Blaze, because I know you enjoy that as well, and I enjoy it instead of going cycling, we'll be both happy, you know? So it's what I'm trying to say is, if you do something, do it for you. Do it because you enjoy it. And if you enjoy something, other people around you will feel it and will be attracted by it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Those people that will enjoy your content will eventually find you. It may take months. It may take a year. It may take 2 years. But people will find your content and they will like enjoy it.
We had a good example this season on Frozone. Frozone, like 1 year, 1.5 years ago, he was streaming for 10, 20 people. And he blew up with Warzone, and now he's streaming for 100 to 250 people. I've even seen him sometimes top 500 people, you know?
And he's been drafted into these World Series of Warzone events. He's been people are picking him mm-hmm. to play with him, so.
And he quit his job that he even liked, you know, it was a waiter, right? He was a waiter in a restaurant.
Busboy kind of stuff, yeah.
Busboy, yeah. Yeah. Waiter, I think. So, and that's not even 1.5 years ago. So, and before he was streaming for, he told a story in his podcast about playing Fortnite and, you know, not getting a lot of viewers and doing other games. And I think he even did H1Z1, if I'm wrong? I don't know anymore, but I know he played a lot of games and streamed a few years before as well, but he never blew up. He just kept doing it because he liked doing it and being there with the few 10 or 20 people that were in his chat and have fun with them, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, and like I think when, you know, Blaze and I, we've sat so, I think we've spent more hours just talking, you know, not gaming, just talking, shooting the shit as friends, not as content creators or as podcasters. And like we've, you know, success is like a lightning in a bottle. So like, you know, we've always said never be upset at your friend's success. That's their moment. That's their moment for success. So always be happy for your friends. Like I'm happy that Blaze is building what he's building is in the Belgian community. Am I sad? Yes, because
he can't play with me anymore.
Because we don't play as much anymore.
Yeah,
like
true.
He was the reason that I really played Warzone, and I've told him, I've told you that you were the one reason I played Warzone. And people were like, "When are you gonna?" Because like, you know, when I was doing the Dying of Verdansk series on TikTok, people mm-hmm. were like, "That's fucking hilarious. Keep doing." Because I wanted to say, look, I wanted you to show you, like, my content is that it's okay to be bad. Just enjoy what you're doing. And, mm-hmm. like, when you, it's like having a flat tire and you're trying to drive your car now. You know, the reason that I enjoyed playing Warzone isn't playing Warzone with me. And so it's like, I'm happy for what he's doing. I'm proud of what he's doing. I wish him all the success in what he's doing. And I know eventually we'll come back to, you know, and team bromance, you know. It's like every time he's like, hey, you want to play a game? And I'm like, I got the grandkids, you know.
Or so you're at still. Work still. But like, we had the time difference as well. And honestly, for my personal and mental health, it's better that I'm playing on my schedule and my hours, because it makes me go to bed in time and it makes me sleep a bit longer and better,
and,
you know.
And like, I know that, like, that if you're not taking care of yourself, period, then what you're creating is gonna suck. It's gonna, then people are like, oh, this sucks, you know.
You know that at the ending when I was streaming in English, even though I love all my viewers and the people that were there, I was starting to get worn out and really tired, and I was getting less good at work because I arrived at work tired and stuff like that, and that played on my mental health, that played on my personality and the way I acted towards my girlfriend and my kid. You know, at some point I was just drowning in a lot of stuff, and you've been in the same situation a little bit as well, being on my time schedule sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and we try to make it work, but it's like when it starts affecting your real life, because like you said, like this podcast, our streams, they don't pay our bills, you know, our real jobs, that pays our bills. So, oof.
Yeah, for sure. But like, that's what I want to say as well. Like, when you stream, like, be sure that you do some kind of sport or whatever, or you go for walks with your dog or whatever, but that you have like a certain schedule for yourself, that you keep a balance between personal life, family life, and streaming life. It's like, imagine if you're a football or a soccer player or whatever sports you do, and you know, like those days I got from that till that time practice, and that time I got a game or a match, you know, and like you gotta divide your whole day in a good way, and find a good balance, because I've known people that stream that worked full time, that came home, that ate something and started streaming for 8 hours straight, went to bed, woke up, went back to work, went back to streaming, went to sleep, woke up, and so on and so on and so on. And those people, to some of them, I told them, and some listened, some didn't, but most of those people that didn't listen, they all crashed, and they all by now already stopped streaming, most of them, because they just couldn't handle it anymore and then just gave up. And the people that I know that always found the balance, they are still streaming. They're still having a job, and they're still, you know, enjoying streaming and having fun and being around for 5 or 6 years. But if you do Twitch, if you do something else, if you do any kind of content creation, think about finding the right balance. Don't overdo it. It's like you find this amazing new video game and you start playing it like crazy, but like really crazy. And then you almost live that video game, and one day you'll be so tired of that game that you won't touch it anymore for the rest of your life. And that's actually you burning out yourself on that video game. And it's the same with Twitch, with anything else in life. Find a nice, healthy balance between everything. Be sure you eat in time and drink in time. Like, I always got food near my PC. I got a little mini fridge here, but I've had it for years with drinks in there, food in there, anything I need. And whenever I start feeling, that's maybe my sports background, but whenever I start feeling that I got a craving or I miss some sugar or whatever, I take a drink, an energy drink, or I take a water, or I take some food or whatever, you know, or a cookie even, you know, just to get my sugar levels up, and I can continue. But if you got people that sit there for 4 to 6 hours and eat nothing, drink nothing, of course you're gonna get worn your whole body out, you know.
Yeah, it's like and let's face it, there's people that have gained success on one game, like instant success, and they've blown up, and then when that game dies, they don't know what to fucking do. And like, you know,
I see it even happening now in Belgium, the Belgian community. A lot of people were playing Warzone, right? They got popular on TikTok because of Warzone. They were just doing that, and they switched up to Valorant now, a lot of them in Belgium. And their viewers are half or one third of what they used to be. Just because they were so focused on one game or one thing, and that they were known for it, that when they switched up, the viewers that they had were just viewers of Warzone. Tyler is...
exactly, Tyler. I agree, Tyler. So, I mean, it's just like, I think when you're building your brand, your community based off of one game, and in the middle of that buildup, you aren't trying to be like, look, if I'm going to sit here and play Warzone for 69 hours a day, I have to mix it up. Like when you play Warzone, but you play like what, Tetris 2 or something like that. So you mix it up. So people are still there for you because you're incorporating your stream, your community in it. And we came from the H1Z1 days. So people that had good viewership in H1Z1, when that game died, people branched out and, you know, they were just like, hey, I don't know. You know, what do I do now? And
again, we had a good example in season one that was Pineapples. He was big on H1Z1. H1Z1 died. He kind of died with it, but he luckily found a new game, Warzone, like a year later. But in between, he had to find a job again, you know, change his life around. And look at him now. He's going good with Warzone, you know, but that doesn't happen to everybody.
Yeah, and it's just like there are some people that just get like, you know, success. I mean, you will be successful, and then it's great to be successful. And like we know, like people like on TikTok gain partnerships by using TikTok. You know, if you have a good following, people will get partnered on say Twitch, and you know, immediately because their whole community is coming over to watch them and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden when those people are trying to mix it up, people are like, eh. I've seen people get partnership, have like thousands of viewers, and all of a sudden the mystique is not there. And these people are there for like, you know, 30, 20 viewers. And so now they're realizing, okay, what do I do? You know, you have to reinvent the fucking wheel for them. And so it's a struggle. And, I mean, I think the biggest thing that Blaze and I really want to say is that if you have to take a break, take a break. Because when you are mentally exhausted, you're burned out, like I sent a TikTok out the other day, is that I think your mind is your best and worst weapon when it comes to creating content, hands down. Because your mind will make you think that you're doing things wrong and will, like, I mean, how many people do you know that are great content creators that stopped? Because they're, in a way, their mind was telling them, you're messing up. And, excuse me. So, it's just, it's okay to take a break. And I've always said, relax and breathe, you know, because I think I was an example of not doing that. You know, I was like, what am I doing wrong? And I wasn't taking that pause, and I was like, I was so caught up in the shit that was happening, that happened to me, that, you know, I was like, maybe it's me. Maybe I need to stop. And, you know, and it's not the best right now, too, because, you know, with Shannon's health, Blaze, you know about it, you know, and so it's tough. So when I do stream, it's like maybe an hour and a half, an hour, because the person that I play with, especially now that I'm working like 60, 62-hour work weeks, the person I play with, I can't play with but for a short time because she can't sit. She can't. She has to stand. And if she stands, then her feet swell up and her legs swell up. And it's so painful to watch. And there's nothing I can fucking do about it. And as a man, I think that bothers me. So that wears on me, too, is that I'm just like, what? I can't fucking do anything. I can't fix something that, you know, as men, as human beings, it's our human mentality, is that we want to fix things, we want to repair things, we want to make things better. And even as women too, don't get me wrong, it's not just a man thing. That's just our mentality. Is like, now with Shannon, I'm working all these extra hours just so I can cover medical bills, you know. But I would do it at the drop of a hat if I could get her back to the way she was, and that's my goal. So, you know, when I sit back and, you know, like you've said, you know, look at the big picture. It's like, you know, it may not happen for you now, It may not happen for you now. It's going to, but it may not. Your time is not now. So, and like, you know, Blaze and I have both dealt with our mental, you know, health struggles, and, you know, we've talked about it, and it's nice to have a friend that understands where I'm coming from, because he was down there.
I don't understand you pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
But, see, that's what I mean. We say like pussy to each other, but like, you know, we don't mean it in a bad way, you know, we just laugh about it. But if
and I remember when I muted myself in mid conversation. Oh, wait. We'll wait.
Oh, wait. I'm back. I mean, like, we say, like, pussy and we laugh about it. But if I would write that to you in one of your TikToks, people will write to you or me, like, hey, why did you say pussy? Or what's his problem? He's a dick. And you would know I'm joking, and you'll see it and you'll laugh about it, you know?
Yeah, it's like I've seen people message me. He's like, this dude's a dick. And I was like, dude, that's my homie. Listen to the podcast and you'll understand. And they do. And they're like, they message, like, my bad. That's just how we talk. It's no big deal. Like, I don't get offended. But, like, I think the biggest thing that Blaze and I really wanted to take a pause with this frag episode is to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself, because if you're not taking care of yourself and someone's not there to remind you to do it, as a community, rally behind your content creators and tell them, look, we're here for you. Because sometimes that's all it takes, is someone reaching out to them and saying, man, brother, are you okay? Are you fine? I mean, what's going on, man? Talk to me, you know? And if someone confesses that to you, like if Blaze comes to me and tells me what's going on, and then I turn around and tell everybody, and, you know, if it's a private conversation and then someone makes it a worldly topic, then you're a fucking asshole, you know? That's why, like, I always say, keep your circle tight, the people that you can trust, and 100%, you have got to take care of yourself. You have to. As we wait for Blaze to unmute.
Why? I'm here.
I mean, I don't...
Yeah, but the thing is, what's most important, like, honestly, I've been there when I was a young boy. I've talked about it in the past. Like, when I was 12, I tried to kill myself a few times. I learned to cope with it and deal with it, luckily. I've even had bad moments. You know, that's one of the reasons that my stream, unfortunately, went down a bit. After my divorce, I had a bad period as well. But luckily, I still had the strength and the tools to cope with it again, you know. And the thing is, you gotta learn yourself to look at the positive things in life, always, I say. And also, if you see or feel that anything brings you in a certain feeling or situation in life, that you cut out the negative in your life, or that you look what is the reason I'm feeling this way. So it's not only about streaming, but everything around yourself. And once again, like at a few months back, I decided after 5 years to stop smoking, you know, and I also did sometimes, you know, the 420, and I stopped with that as well. You know, I stopped with everything, and I did it without any help and just by will of mind, because I put my mind to it that I needed to stop and switch my life around a bit, you know. And I stopped everything. I stopped smoking. Sometimes even now when I see even my mom go fetch a cigarette and smoke, I'm like, I want to smoke a cigarette and sit with her. But now I just sit with her and have my Monster or whatever and talk with her, you know. It's just a mindset that you got to switch. And I always said, once I stopped smoking, a few months later, I'm going to go do some gym or whatever again. So what did I do? Bobby knows. 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I bought myself a mountain bike. That's what you call it, right? In the States. And I used to do mountain bike in a professional way when I was like 18, 19, 20. So I was like, I gotta do something that gives me the motivation to grind again a little bit and to get back in shape. And now I've been bicycling again, and I've sent my stats. I've put them a few times on my socials, and I've sent them to Bobby. And Bobby's like, oh my God, if I see this, I'm getting dizzy. But I need a nap. But like, it's like yesterday, I worked a full day, came home, and went for an almost 40-minute drive. And When I started the first five minutes, I was like, you're crazy. Like, I felt my body was like, no, please, no. But like after 5-10 minutes, it just went like naturally, and I kept on going. And I came home, had dinner with my girlfriend, and took my bath, and I felt so good, you know. And I had a great sleep, and I woke up this morning full of energy, and not even hurting, you know. When you get to 40, you'll understand why I'm saying that. Yeah. But like my body's not
crack a lot more.
But yeah, true. Or your muscles hurt when you do like stuff you aren't used to do. But I'm feeling great today. Like I got a tournament soon that I'm playing for Warzone with Ridley, and I feel great. So the only thing I'm trying to say is, people try to do some, like, have some movement in life, even going for walks. Pineapples is a good example for that. He does a lot of walks, and like he's got even a separate TikTok about him getting in shape and stuff like that, because he as well felt as a content creator that if he just streamed and sit around and eat and drink, that it was wearing him down, and that he didn't feel like he should feel. And he started doing all that, and he's never been as well in shape, and he lost a lot of weight, and he's finding so much more energy. Or like sometimes he just stops his stream. He does a morning stream. He stops his streams, goes to do stuff with his girlfriend, goes for his walks or runs or gym sessions. And he told me, like, sometimes, you know, like, this is a thing I can talk about because it's not private, but he told me he's never felt any better. So
no, he's never felt better.
Yeah, he's never felt better. Yeah. So the only thing we're trying to tell you, if you're feeling the blues, like they say, you know, if you're feeling down or if you feel the blues, you got to think and step back a second, and maybe stop your stream for a few days and hang out with family and think what is making you feel the way you are. And always I say, never put this, it's good to have goals. It's good to, you know, want certain things in life. It's good to want to do what you're doing. But never, ever, ever forget that you got to take a break sometimes, that you need your time for yourself as well. You know, like, go and see some friends, go and have dinner with them, go and have a barbecue, go and have a walk with them. Whatever makes you feel good, do it. It's gonna make you feel so much better. And never lose sight of your... Did you hear Tyler do that?
Yeah, I think
so. Not oh my
Welcome
god!
To your
I'm
first
so,
podcast, Tyler.
Yeah, he's the girlfriend's working. I'm sorry, guys. He's gargling, or how you call it?
Yeah. That's okay. How we do it. We're so professional.
Tyler.
Oh my gosh.
Tyler, the whole world listening to you now. What are you gonna do about it?
Frag out.
Frag out. He's too young to say that. But no, but the thing is, like, even, you know, for me, sometimes my resting point, like when I'm streaming, right, and I get a bit agitated because of Warzone or something, I sometimes tell my stream, okay, I'm going to walk away for 2 minutes. So what do? I walk down, I look in Tyler's eyes, I play a little bit with him for 2 minutes or hug him or whatever. And boom, my life is like, I feel zen again, you know? He's my zen point always. And I think it's important for everybody to find what makes them happy and to find a great balance in between everything. And if you find that, your content will be way better because people will see you're more happy and you're feeling better. And that's one of the things that made me happy was when Bobby came into my stream. He still does, even though he doesn't understand Dutch and uses Google Translate all the time. He was like, you wrote me in private and you were like, Blaze, I haven't seen you this happy streaming or doing content creation in the last few months or even
years.
I'm still not where I used to be, and I honestly, it's gonna sound weird and maybe wrong, but I don't care. Like, as long as I'm happy and if I'm having a good time doing what I'm doing, even if I put on my stream and I have 5 people talking to me from beginning to ending, I'm a happy man. And I'm happy that I was able to conversate with these people And some of them are sometimes lonely, you know, they want a friend to talk to or a streamer to be with, or, you know, so, or I got people that are like, I'm at work right now, but I'm watching you on my second screen, and it's making my day better. I'm like, yeah, cool. You know, like, yeah, whatever you do, it's, you know, what, like, if you, like, we always say that if you can influence one person by streaming or help one person feel better by streaming, like Tyler is now, he's looking at Ridley, like, Ridley's stream is on my other screen.
Yeah.
And he's laughing at Ridley.
Yeah, I'd be laughing at Ridley, too. Ridley's very intense. We love Ridley. But, like, I mean, I think Blaze hit the nail on the head there, that last little point, is that as content creators, it's easy for a viewer, a follower, to connect with that person. And that person could be having the worst day in their life. And for like 15 minutes, we could change everything in that person's, you know. Like we both have a good friend, Grimms TV, who's going through, he's at a happy point in his life now where she is happy. And like he feels that like when he came out that he was going to go and he wants to go through the, he's a male now and wants to become a female, is that when he did that, everybody, he felt like his friends abandoned him. And he was in my stream and I said, dude, I'm telling you right now, Grimms, if people did that to you, they're not your fucking friends. You know, people should be there regardless of their situation. And, you know, Grimms, dude, if you listen to this, buddy, man, it doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck what you want to become. I'm your friend. It doesn't matter. I'm your homie. Like, if Blaze decides tomorrow he wants to become a banana, I don't fucking care. Blaze is still my friend. I don't care. I'll just call him Joaquin Banana, you know, or something.
Wait, why am I a banana?
I'm just saying, it just rolled. That was the first thing that came to my mind. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Why are you thinking of bananas? Are you hungry?
I tried to go. Yeah, I am kind of hungry. But, you know, it's like those people as content creators, when we have, they find us as they're like free counseling for them. That's their stress relief. That, you know, they know that when I get off work, I can come home. And my favorite streamer is going to be on. And I could have the worst day in my fucking life. Everything is going wrong. But for 10 to 15 minutes when I'm in that stream, I'm happy. And I feel good. And guess what? Tomorrow's a new day. You know? Like you always used to say, man, it doesn't have to rain all the fucking time. You know? And I want to touch base on something else real quick. When Blaze said he's going to step away for 2 minutes, let's face it, Blaze doesn't have the best time concept. So when Blaze says like I'll be there in like 10 minutes, it's like 30 minutes later. So,
honestly, you gotta imagine, like, everybody knows nowadays, and my girlfriend's Brazilian, right? And Brazilians are like, they have their own time, right? Yeah. They're like, I'll be there at 2, and like you make an appointment with like friends of hers and they're like, we'll be at your place at 2. Honestly, by 4, they're still not there, you know, like I'm used to that. So, but the thing is, I kind of have that southern, it's people in Spain and Italy, we say the same thing about in Belgium, that they're always late, you know, that they live in, you know, summertime or whatever. But honestly, I've always had the same spirit. And I know, like, for people like Junkhead, it can be annoying. Like, I can be like, I'll be there in 5, and Junkhead already, he knows me now, but in the beginning he was like, man, you're always late, you're always late. And I'm like,
always late.
Yeah, but
I know that's like your thing, you know.
Yeah, and I think you started to in a way appreciate the way I am, but it doesn't take away that I'm a good, or, you know, yeah, that I'm a nice guy or whatever. But like, it's just me, you know. It's like when I start my stream, a good example, I start my stream, I put all my screens open, I play some good Junkhead rock music, you know, to start up my stream, and suddenly I'm like, maybe I should take a dump, or maybe I should do this, or and then I go like downstairs, I get in a way distracted, that's just my mind, and suddenly it's 5 minutes later, my stream is on and there's no music playing, and I'm like, oh shit, my stream, and I get back, you know. And then, you know, that's just in a way me being careless. Yeah. I guess,
no, this is like you're just like, I think, you know, like we would say, like, you move to the beat of a different drum. You know, it's like, okay, I know that the song that I'm going to play maybe like 3 minutes. I'll be back in time. And then you start doing other stuff. And like, you're a family man, you know, like Tyler may need something else, you know, or whatnot. And it's fine. It's like, so everyone knows now with Blaze that time is weird. I'll be back in 5. We'll see you in 15, Blaze, you know.
But the thing can be, on the other hand, for example, that you would say we have a podcast recording at 2 and I'm already there at 1:30, you know.
Yeah.
So with me, you never know. Maybe I'll be way too early or way too late or whatever, but I'll be there, in, you know. And the thing is, I've never broken a promise to anybody. And when I do, or, and that's sometimes also my problem. Sometimes I promise too much stuff to people. Like, people would ask me stuff and I'll be, yeah, I'll help you. Or, yeah, I'll do this. Or, yeah, I'll do that. And I'll forget that I have other stuff to do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
See, Tyler agrees.
So, I mean, like, you promised me 500 gifted subs one time and you still haven't done it. But you know.
I told you, when I win the lottery, I will give you the 500 subs. You forgot that part.
Yeah, you know, it's that old man mentality. I tend to forget things. But, and I know usually our frag episodes are only like 30 minutes, but I think this is a topic that can go on that we could talk about. Is that really, you guys, it doesn't matter if you're creating content, or even if you're just a regular viewer, a dedicated viewer, that moment, that viewer that pops in for a moment, you guys, you have to take time for yourself. Because if you're not, it's going to be unhealthy for you and for everyone else. And
yeah, that's kind of the synopsis of the episode. Yeah, take time for yourself. Think about your mental and physical health. And why do you think that all those big businessmen are all doing sports? Why do you think big companies install gyms at work and people can take time in their breaks to go and to the gym inside of the company? Why do you think companies provide that stuff? They don't do that because it's bad for you. They do it because it helps to stimulate mind and body. And you got to learn to, you know, find a good balance in between work, which kind of, for people full-time streaming, it's a job, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I mean, there's so many. I think we need to do some more frag episodes so we can talk about stuff like this. And, you know, we do love having guests because we love hearing people's stories. And I think that's the biggest talking point that, you know, we really want to get across in this episode is that, you know, take some time. Take a breath, relax, find some happiness, and, you know, always be sure if all of a sudden your homie's not there, that's always there, just reach out to him. Say, hey, you good, man? And that's the most important thing. And another thing I want to touch base on, guys. Okay, we recorded the most awesome podcast episode ever with the homies Game Dev Cardo and Ark Lager.
And you're gonna announce it, what you did?
So I was so pumped up. I was announcing, and I went to edit the podcast episode down, and it sounded like everyone sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher. So we're working with them to record another episode, but this one will be streamed on our Twitch.tv channel. So stay tuned. Make sure you guys are following all the social medias. You guys, the link tree's right there, you know. Just follow us on the wow, words are hard this morning. So on the Twitter, so you guys know when that episode's coming through, because that's going to be a good one. I mean, that was a real good one. So I apologize, because we were both looking forward to putting that one out and telling Blaze about the editing issue.
That was a hard one for you, because you know, and honestly, guys, unfortunately, the episode is never going to be aired, but we knew what it was about. So yes, Tyler, yes.
I know he's upset too. Tyler was the most upset. The messages I got from Tyler, and Crayon, I felt really bad.
But,
so we're working on something special for you guys, for sure.
Yeah, imagine having Ark and Cardo live podcasting in a stream where you'll be able to ask questions while we're streaming it, and it will also be later on put on all the podcast platforms, of course. Like, I'll put Bobby to work, because I do nothing, right? I'm the diva, and I'll put Bobby to work to, you know, like, record everything and put it out on the Fragging and Lagging podcast channels. But I think it's gonna be one of the most epic episodes, actually. So an unfortunate mistake happened, but it's going to bring something awesome.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure. So I think, like I said, we've gone way over our the time that we set forward for this one. And
I got a tournament starting in like 1 hour.
Yeah, okay. I got to go to work too. So, you guys, once again, let's touch base on the most important thing. Take a break. Relax. Breathe. Find something else.
Go outside, walk, breathe air.
There's this little thing that when you walk outside there in the daylight called the sun that gamers rarely see. Go out and find something else. Like for me, it's like when I do things with Shannon, although we can't do much now, but when we have our grandkids over here, things like that. Find the things that are important to you other than content creation. Sometimes dipping into a buddy's stream just saying, hey, what's going on, man? Take some time for yourself because, mental health will beat you down and it's a relentless, heartless bitch and it will try to break you. Like they say, it's not how hard you got hit. It's how you get back up. So,
yeah. And honestly, if you're sometimes not fragging, we're not mad at you guys. You know, it's just a slogan we use. So if you're actually lagging that day, don't worry about it. See, Tyler's also worried about it.
Exactly. But, you know, it's... You guys, learn to be you. Learn to be happy. And I think once you're happy, your content will be there. And as content creators, as podcasters... you guys feel more than welcome to reach out to any of us at any time. So, I mean, we're international. I'm in the States. Blaze is in Belgium. So,
Oh, by the way, one short thing. If you're still listening to this podcast, if you know an awesome guest or somebody you think we should have on the show or that you know and that you think would be a good guest for the show, reach out to one of us. DMs are always open on Twitter. And it's Joachim Blaze or Junkhead... what is it?
1324, yeah.
Yeah, 1324. I was almost there. Just reach out to us, DM us, tell us like this guy or this guy. That's how we got Adrian Colbert on the podcast. Somebody knew him and contacted Bobby and there he was. And it's happened before. So if you have a guest that you think would be interested, send us his information or whatever and we will look into it. And we'd probably love to have them on the podcast, you know?
For sure. So you guys, whatever podcast platform you listen to it, remember these are lengthy episodes. So we should probably say that at the beginning. Hey, this is going to be.
I always think every time you say that, like download it, you should say it in the beginning, maybe in your intro, you know.
So listen to this part, then rewind it. So make sure you guys are giving us a 5-star rating, like, comment, and you can't comment. That's YouTube. Well, we need to do more YouTube too. I don't know. So we're a hot mess. So you guys, thank you for all the support for season 2, episode 21. I think this is so.
Yeah, and stay healthy, stay fresh, stay happy, and always think about yourself first before others. You know, even Bobby has a hard time doing that.
Yeah. Oh God, I miss esports. So anyway. But that's another thing to talk about one of these days. So, but you guys,
I honestly want to do an episode where you tell us about anecdotes and things that you went through, Tyler, in esports management. That should be one of our next frag episodes, man.
Oh God, those are the good old days. So, I was a better esports manager than I was a content creator. I'll put it that way. I think so. But that's enough about me. It's never about me. It's always about Blaze. That's the running meme that we have. So that's why I call him the diva. So you guys, take a break, relax, breathe, like the podcast, tell your friends about it, whatever podcast platform. We're on everything and anything. And you guys can also go to our Anchor page and leave us a little voice message and we'll include it in an episode. It's not too hard. Just do it like Michael Jordan would say. So you guys, get out there and keep gaming and fragging out because if not...
probably lagging, and we love you.
Go Red Devils!
Hey!
Mom! 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 Get the camera! I gotta kill! Mom, I gotta kill! Oh yeah, baby! Oh, mommy, I gotta kill! Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner undying to the gas!